Hi, and welcome back to the Never Not Thinking podcast. If you're new here, my name's Kimberly. Today we're doing a little Halloween special. When you're watching this or listening to this, it's Halloween. So happy Halloween, everybody. Today's going to be a pretty busy day for me because I'm hosting a little Halloween party for my friends. And there's still a lot to do. So when you're watching or listening to this, I am running around like a crazy person. This is the first time in my life, actually, that I'm doing or like I'm hosting a Halloween party and I'm super excited. I have been talking about hosting a Halloween party for years. At first, the problem was that I didn't have my own place because obviously I was living with my parents. And then I moved out and moved in with my boyfriend. We have been living together for about 4 years now, I think. There's no more excuses now. Like, I have to throw this Halloween party. I've been talking about it for years. I should do it. So today's the day. I am going to be dressed up. I'm not going to spoil my costume. Maybe I'll show you on TikTok. My TikTok is Kimberly Meese. So if you go and follow me there, then maybe I'll show you my Halloween costume. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna do a couple's costume with one of my friends. We're also doing a little costume contest. Of course, I'm not gonna let myself win. So I can't wait to see all of the costumes that my friends like bought or created. I have a lot of baking to do today because I wanna make all sorts of little snacks. Halloween themed, of course. I figured the one thing that was missing was like a little Halloween podcast episode. So that's what we're doing today. So in celebration of Halloween, I thought it would be fun to talk about some of the things that scare me. And I'm not just talking about like monsters, ghosts, but I'm talking about everyday fears that I have. The irrational panic, you could call it. So for example, some people are afraid of snakes, but the chances of you running into a snake are, I think, relatively low. I mean, unless you live in Australia or something, but they are pretty low. And these are kind of the things that are likely to happen on a daily basis and hence scare me. So without further ado, let's get into it. Also, look at my friend Leopold. We called him Leopold. We, as in my boyfriend and I, he can talk. Look, it's adorable, honestly. So the first thing that really scares me are scam callers. Just imagine you're like having a good day and then you're getting called by a random number. And you pick up and they know your name and everything. That has happened to me multiple times. And it's super scary because I'll just start wondering, like, how did you get my number? What else do you know about me? Do you know where I live? What do you know about me? It's scary. Like, I don't know you. And I'm always wondering, like, how they know stuff about me. Like, did you find me on social media? Is my name, like, did it pop up on some random creepy website? Is my data being sold on the black market? Like, oh my god, I can spiral about this for hours, but I think it's so like genuinely scary that there's people that do this to other people, and especially to old people, because I feel like with the whole AI stuff and everything that's going on, a lot of old people are targeted, and it's honestly so sad. I remember when I was about 15 years old and I wanted to like download a YouTube video on my laptop. And you know those websites where it's like YouTube to MP4 or something? So you can like download a video. At 15 years old, I figured that out. Didn't know that existed. So I was very hyped, of course, because I could download all these One Direction music videos onto my laptop. Anyways, I remember using this tool. This website, you know, when you click download, you always get like a pop-up of another website. Stupid little me thought that was part of the website where I was downloading. So I thought if I fill in my data, like my name and my number and my house number, then I can download the file. Stupid little naive me. Like, I used the house number because we had a house phone at the time. And from that moment on, I remember my mom getting so many calls from like people all over the world asking for Kimberly. Like, where's Kimberly? Can I speak to Kimberly about like financial stuff? And I was like, what? They're calling for me? And I was too embarrassed to tell my parents what I did. Eventually I did tell them, I think, but oh my god, it's so scary because I was just a kid and these people are like calling me, calling the house phone over and over again to get in contact with me. And it's just, it's so scary when these things happen. Like, I don't know you. And please don't call me again, please. The next thing that I find genuinely scary, and this is a bit of a random one, is when you get, like, imagine going to a coffee shop, like a cute little coffee shop, and you're ordering like a hot tea or a coffee, and you get it in these like to-go cups, right? With like a little plastic lid and this little hole in it to drink from. Like, we all know these cups, right? So the thing I'm scared of is drinking from one of these cups and the plastic lid loosening and me spilling hot tea or hot coffee all over myself. I had this happen to me once, and ever since that, I've just been scared to drink from these cups. I don't like them. I'd rather have like an open cup or just a cup with like a straw. But I hate these kinds of cups, and I feel like it's kind of a dumb fear to have, but I just don't like drinking from these cups. Also, another thing that I hate about these cups is that when you're drinking from it, I feel like maybe this is a me thing. I don't know. I can't really feel how hot the tea or the coffee is. I'll be like taking a sip like really carefully and like just dipping my tongue in basically to kind of feel the temperature, because I'm just so scared that I'm gonna burn my tongue. Talking about burning, actually, the next thing on my list is my house burning down when I'm away from home. This is such a big fear for me, together with having burglars in my house, because I just feel like my house is my safe place, like my safe haven. And if something were to happen to it and all my stuff would be gone, I feel like, I don't know, just a little part of me would be gone. And I know that sounds super dumb, but I feel like there's some truth to it. Eventually, we're all like buying stuff that we like. And when you have to start all over again, there's going to be things that you can never find again. Some things just hold memories and value. If my stuff would be gone, I would be really, really sad. The thing is, I really don't know where this fear comes from. I catch myself unplugging all my chargers and unplugging all appliances when I leave for, say, a vacation or just a weekend away, because I'm just so scared that something's gonna catch on fire and my house is gonna burn down and maybe I'm endangering my neighbors. Oh my god, it must be so awful to lose your house and your belongings. That's definitely a big fear of mine. Another thing that I find really scary is when I'm going to a shop, like a clothing store, and I'm trying on a top, and you know when it's like a little bit too tight, but you're like, ah, fuck it, we're gonna try it on anyways. And then you wanna take it off, and you can't get it over your head, and you're like stuck in the top or in the t-shirt or whatever, and you're all alone, you're shopping alone, and you're like stuck in this thing, and you're like I'll panic, I'll literally panic, because what am I supposed to do? Like, ask someone to help me out of this t-shirt that I put on myself knowing it was going to be too small. And the most funny part of this is that this actually has happened to me many, many times before, and I guess I just never learn. I just feel like I'm too stubborn to accept the fact that maybe I need to size up a little bit. I don't have issues with my size of clothing. Like, I'm all good. It's just that sometimes you have this particular top that you want and then it isn't in your size and you're like, oh, but it's like in a size smaller. Maybe I should try that one, knowing it's gonna be too small. I'm gonna try it anyways. And then what happens? I'm gonna be stuck. Okay, this is so embarrassing to tell you guys, but I feel like I might as well. One time this happened to me and I actually caught myself crying in the dressing room. I was crying. I didn't know what to do. But eventually I did get the top off of me. I didn't buy it though. I think everybody that knows me personally knows that I have like the biggest fear of driving. I do have my driver's license. I've had it since a couple years now, I think 2 or 3 years. But I hate driving. I have given it so many chances. I still am. I'm not going to give up. But I just hate driving. I think it's so scary. And it's not even because I don't trust myself. It's just that I don't trust other people, which sounds really mean. But it's the truth. I mean, there's so many people on the road and only one person has to make a mistake for me to be in an accident, right? Doesn't even have to be my fault. And I think it's just a lack of control that you have when you're behind the wheel that I find to be super scary. Because like I said, it doesn't have to be me. It can also be someone else that makes a mistake. I don't know. Nothing about driving speaks to me, honestly. Like, I like a good late night drive with music, but only when I'm the passenger princess. I hate driving. And I've thought about this quite a bit, actually. Things like, what if I got a different car? Like a bigger car. Just like, I'll be driving in my little car and then there will be like this big Range Rover next to me. And I'm like, oh my God, if they crash into me, I'm going to be gone. Like, I'm not going to survive that in my little car. It's both an irrational fear, but also not, because everybody drives. Literally all of my friends can know how to drive a car, like almost all of them. And it just sucks because I would love to just go somewhere on my own, but I'm always relying on other people, especially my boyfriend, because I just don't like driving. And I'm like, it's not even that I don't like it. I just get this anxiety attack when I'm behind the wheel. I'll be so stressed and so tense and my muscles cramp up and my breathing gets shallow. It's just the worst experience ever. I just hope it'll get better someday because it sucks not being able to drive. You, like I said, are relying on other people. I can never just be spontaneous and go somewhere on my own because I always have to plan it out. I'm really actively working on this. I really do want to be someone who knows how to drive somewhere themselves. And I think I'll learn someday. But for now, I'm just taking little baby steps. Sometimes I will drive little bits and my boyfriend will sit next to me. So I'm definitely going to keep trying, but I think I'll always find driving scary. Something else I find to be kind of scary, I don't know if scary is the right word for it, but something I find a little bit uncomfortable is when guests arrive at my house unexpectedly. And it's not because I don't like having people over. It's because most of the time when I'm not at work or I am not making content, I'll just be in my pajamas. I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. I won't bother to dress up because I feel like I have to dress up for so many things already. When I don't have anything to do all day and I'm just like rotting at home, I'm gonna be in my PJs. Like, I just want to be comfortable in my own home. So I'll be rotting at home in my pajamas and then the bell rings and I'm like, shit. Like, who's at the door? I already get anxiety like immediately because I'm like, oh my god, I haven't cleaned my house. Like, there's clothes everywhere. There's like dirty dishes everywhere. I am not dressed. I haven't brushed my hair even. Like, why didn't I brush my hair today? I have no snacks. I have no drinks. I'll get this whole panic attack and then I'll go down the stairs, open the door, and it'll be the delivery guy. And it's like this 1 second interaction. And I'm like, okay, I didn't have to do all of that in my brain, but I did. I think I should make an episode soon about my anxiety and the things I do to cope with my anxiety, but that's for another day. But yeah, I just, oh my god, I hate it when people arrive at my house unexpectedly. It's just, it gives me such bad anxiety. I just like to know when people are coming over so I can like make my house look good, make it smell good, like light a little scented candle, get fresh coffee, get some snacks, maybe make, like the other day I made brownies for my friends that came over. That's something that I was taught at home, to always have this welcoming environment for when people are coming over. And I just feel like I can't do that when I don't know that people are coming, because I'm such a messy person. It'll never be gross at my house. Like, I'm really good at cleaning and keeping up with cleaning, but it'll be messy a lot of the times because I always run late. I procrastinate. It's part of my ADHD brain. So I throw stuff around and then I don't clean it up for like a few days. And I'll do this big reset on Sunday. But when somebody's at the door on a Saturday, at the end of that week, oh my gosh, I do not want you in my house. I do not want you to see me in this vulnerable state. I am embarrassed. The last thing that I think is really scary is when I lose my phone or my keys. I practically lose everything I own about twice a week. And I think that's also due to my ADHD brain. And the thing is, with my phone, my boyfriend can call me and we can look at find my friends. And with my keys, on the other hand, or like my passport or my wallet, when they are gone, they are gone and you need to go look for them. And sometimes I just genuinely can't find it and I'll be so scared, because what if I lose my keys forever and then somebody, like, especially with keys, I feel like when you lose your keys, the first thing that pops into my head, and maybe it's related to my other fears of like burglars or whatever, like my fear will be that somebody will find my key on the street and breaks into my house. And then I'll have to remind myself that people, if they were to find this key on the street, which probably wouldn't happen, but you know, in the rare occasion that they would find my key, they don't know which house it belongs to. Like, they don't know. They don't know that those are my keys. And if they don't know that those are my keys and that they belong to my house, then they don't know what is in my house and they have no reason to break into my house. And I don't know, I can just get into this like train of thought about this. And it's so stupid because, again, nobody would find like a key on the street and be like, oh my God, I'm going to check all the houses here. I'm going to check all the houses on this street and see which one fits. Nobody does that. So I need to calm down and I need to go make myself like a little Halloween snack or something, because I've realized that I have a lot of fears, but throwing a good Halloween party certainly isn't one of them. So that's it. I think that's everything I can think of right now. I don't necessarily see myself as someone that's easily scared. However, I am an anxious person, so I have a lot of irrational fears, as maybe you've noticed after this episode. But it's really fun to talk about them sometimes, because I feel like maybe I'm not the only one with these fears. So definitely let me know what your biggest everyday fear is. Leave it in the comments. You can do that on Spotify as well, I think, and on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Kimberly Meese, or my TikTok, which is also Kimberly Meese, and you can listen to my podcast on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also give me a rating. I would really, really appreciate that. It would help my podcast so much. But without further ado, I think Leopold and I are going to decorate the house a little bit more, because I'm throwing a Halloween party in exactly 24 hours from now, and I have so much stuff to do. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I really appreciate you guys listening and watching the podcast. It means so much to me, and it gives me so much joy to just talk to you guys, even though I'm like practically talking to a phone. I will see you next week in the next episode. I'll talk to you then. Bye.